What's next? I got to say. Everybody, welcome back to Creative Antics. It's your girl Steezy Visions, and you know, I got my boy over here.
Yeah, it was good. I'm here.
You here? Mm-hmm. We're both kind of lifeless today, and it's a rainy day, so you know.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm fresh off this concert last night, and I was like super drunk. So
I went to Bernie's last night. I don't even remember, like, what went on. I had a good night. You had a good night at the concert?
Yeah, it was cool. I went by myself, so it was like, I was, like, on some fan shit.
Yeah.
It was cool.
So, was he, like, well, first tell the people who you went to go see.
Went to see Currency, the hospital.
Currency. If y'all don't know, like, nothing happens here in Anchorage. So, if anybody comes, like, people try to, you know, go see them and stuff. So,
yeah.
So it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Currency fan, so. And, I seen. He came to Atlanta, like, a month ago, maybe. And my homeboy was he did a live at the concert, and I felt like I need to go see that. And I seen he was coming here. I was like, yeah, I'm going.
Yeah. Is he, like, a good, like, performer?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Interacting with the crowd, yeah, and everything. That's, yeah, good then.
And you know, he like real like weed person. Mm-hmm. And you know, this like everybody around.
Yeah, smoke weed around here.
So they was into it.
Oh, okay. That's what's up then. All right. Well, we was talking about some things because today we didn't really know what we was going to talk about. But first, because you said you had a little, which something that you wanted to say about Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
look, man, I'm gonna say this.
If y'all don't know, Antonio Brown and his rape,
yeah,
charge or whatever allegation.
So,
yeah.
Look, whenever you hear me say "look, man," I'm probably about to say some stuff that people are not gonna like. So I'm gonna say this: look, man, if somebody claimed that they're raped and they're not pressing criminal charges,
yeah,
like come on, man.
So you think she making it up?
She wants some money.
Cause I saw.
I know if I get raped, I'm going to the police.
Yeah, I'm going to the police and stuff.
I'm not going to no lawyer to try to.
I mean, that happened. We were talking about that the other day when we had the Sharp class and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That happens, and it's sorry for the people who actually, the men and women who actually get that done to them, like when it's serious. And then you got people who out here playing games, trying to get money.
Man, them people should go to jail.
Yeah, right? They should. Like as soon as they know that they lied, you should get you should have to pay. So either you going to jail, or you gonna pay some money. That's how I think, because there's people really out here who are being hurt, and everybody thinks, not everybody, but people seem to think they're liars or they don't want to come forth, because definitely if it's somebody who got money. They're like, oh, they ain't raped them, blah, blah, blah. They just trying to get some money. Why does money, like, delegate the fact that they can't rape somebody just because they got money?
You know? I feel like they could.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? Why do people think, like, just because if somebody has money, they can't go rape somebody? Because if the person says it, it's like they're trying to get money. Because
people, like, put celebrities on, like, a high pedestal.
They still,
like, they don't do
they bleed just stuff. Like us. Yeah. I don't understand that
but
stuff.
I would be with her, like I said. If she would have went to the police, then okay, maybe. Cause I don't think that's too far fetched from Antonio Brown the way he be acting.
Yeah.
But you trying to sue.
Yeah.
Like, you not trying to press no criminal charges, so we got like.
Could something have happened? Yes. I can't say yes or no that if he did or did not do it. I would hope that he didn't. Being who he is, but like you said, with his character, could he have done it? Maybe, but when? Like, because they showed a video of them two, like, hanging out,
yeah,
hugged up and stuff, and I saw it on Twitter, and I was like, One part of me was like, that doesn't mean anything. You could literally be hanging out with somebody and be cool with them, and it could still happen.
In the bed, like
I know, but I'm saying,
like, I just got finished smashing, type.
Yes, but just because you smash one day, somebody could say no tomorrow. Do I think that's what happened? No, I'm just saying the video was
I smashed you yesterday, tomorrow.
I don't know.
Yes, yesterday.
I don't know. I'm just saying what happens. Okay, something that she could make up.
If we smash and you come to my house and you leave my house and come back to my house, why would you say no again? It makes no sense to me.
Do I think she's lying? I think it's more than the allegation. I think that something went on. And that's, for women, that's a quick way to say that something happened. My personal
opinion is, he said he kicked her to the curb. And probably. Now she, I'm scoring woman type thingy. And, yeah, we here.
Ladies, just get over it. That's not the way. Unless something really happened, that is not the way. That's, you're going to ruin somebody's life. Just, hey, if somebody kick you to the curb, men or women, just... Okay.
I mean, it'd be like that, man. Suck it up.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to the best of us. Just going about your life.
And I think he, like, engaged or something like that, too.
Not to her.
Nah, obviously. Not to her, to somebody else. She just got married.
What?
Like, yeah, I think she got married, like, yesterday.
You know what? I have nothing to say with that. Anyway, I hope that the best comes out of that, because... That right there alone is going to be bigger than what it is, especially for his career.
Nah, I think he's going to be all right, man.
I don't think it's... Like you said, if she would have went to the cops or something. Yeah. But it being out in the public like this, it just makes her seem like you said, a woman scorned. Something happened. And like I said, that's the quickest way to say, I'm going to hurt you, I'm going to hurt your career, is an allegation like that.
But she can't. He already done hurt his career, man. By himself. He ain't need her help. He already done did it.
Which, like you said, his character doesn't make it any better.
That's what I'm saying. It's believable, but I don't think he did it.
No, I don't think he did it either. But, so, like we said, we didn't really have a topic this week, but it's been kind of a slow week with the music and stuff. Yeah. I haven't... You know what I've been on this week? I've been on Post Malone.
Oh yeah, he did come out with an album.
Yeah.
I don't like Post Malone. I don't like white rappers.
He don't like women rappers. He don't like white rappers. What is going on? Why don't you... Post Malone ain't no... He ain't no Eminem. But I like his stuff. I like his music.
I just feel like they just... They get too much credit.
White rappers?
Yeah.
Like G-Eazy.
You think that's he gets too much? That's the only white rapper I like.
You don't like Eminem?
Not at all.
Oh, you're the first person I heard that don't like Eminem. Literally.
He's Elvis.
You think he's still?
Not that he's still. It's just like people got... Yeah. But just because he white, he Eminem. That's why I think.
Anyway, he invited to the cookout and shit. Like, because of who he is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Eminem.
I can't.
I like Post Malone. I like G-Eazy.
I like 8 Mile. That's the only thing I like from him.
Oh, gosh. That's not saying much.
Exactly.
But, yeah. I've been on Post Malone. Like, his videos. I really like his videos. Because, you know, me being like a visionary. I always look at the video. Like, when I listen to a song.
I'm going to listen to it eventually, though.
The whole album?
Yeah.
It's good. But I always got to go see the video. Like, I mean, that's just who I am.
Quit calling him Post Malone a rapper, and I like him.
He's an artist, though.
But they try to put him in hip hop.
No. It's like...
Because I'm not even going to lie, I like that Wildflower song.
I was thinking this other day, like, Post Malone kind of has his own, like, style. Like, I wouldn't call it, like... I'm not going to call it hip hop. It's not hip hop.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
If they put him in, like, a... alternative.
Yeah, like alternative. What is like that type? What's of indie music? Like, I'm trying to picture somebody like that who's like in indie. You know that, like a category, like that genre of indie music.
Yeah.
maybe he's kind of like that, or alternative, but he got his own thing and it's not hip hop, but I like his music. And then who else? I watched that documentary of what's his name? Oh man, it's on Netflix. Oh, Travis Scott.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I heard it wasn't good.
What?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Joe Budden.
Joe Budden to say anything. For one, I thought it was good, and it made me definitely want to go listen to more of his. I already listened to his music, but it made me definitely want to go listen to more of his music. It was. I thought the documentary was pretty much a reflection of like of his life, but of how he makes music, like. Astroworld.
That was a good album.
Yeah. So Astroworld, I didn't know this. I mean, I never like looked into it, but Astroworld was just like where he lived. Mm-hmm. There was like an amusement park called Astroworld and it shut down. So this man, like his concert, he did a concert across the street from where the old Astroworld was. And had a concert, and it was called Astroworld, of course. And he had the concert across the street where the old one was. And that's the big blow up thing of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had like that in front. And then in his concert, he had like a roller coaster in his concert. Like, it was pretty dope.
They say it's like stage performance, and like, it's pretty.
His live performance, like, it was really like it made me want to go see it. Like if he's anywhere, and he ain't gonna be close to Alaska, but if I go
he might.
But if he go down to Seattle or something, I would probably definitely.
Drake went to Seattle not too long ago.
Yeah, anytime there's something to Seattle, that's the closest something around there or like Las Vegas or something. That's the closest we gonna get to like having it, unless they come here, and that's pushing it. So getting somebody to Alaska is gonna be hard. But, yeah, that live performance, like, his stage presence is, like, A1. I like the documentary. It just made you respect him more because you know how you sometimes have, like, a thought, like, thinking about somebody, like, oh, I never thought that they would, like, do that. Or you have, an image of somebody and it's totally different. Like, my image of him was totally different of how he showed himself, like, on a documentary.
I guess I'll watch it.
Yeah, it was good. And then I started watching the Beyonce one. I never watched it.
I'm not going to watch nothing with Beyonce.
I wasn't going to watch it, but I watched it. I mean, it's what she does is not a surprise. Like, it was good, I guess.
That's another person I don't really care for her music.
This man doesn't like Beyonce.
She corny, man.
Beyonce is corny. Mm-hmm. You are a strong-minded individual because he don't like female rappers. He don't like white rappers.
Except for G-Eazy.
Except for G-Eazy. And now he don't like the queen, Beyonce.
I don't care for her music.
I don't care for her music either, but, you know, it's like Beyonce.
I don't know these people, like, personally, but I'm just going off. I don't like her music. I think it's corny.
I came out to, to Diva. And like my 16th birthday, like I used to be like a big Beyonce fan, like
what's up?
But other than that, no, it's not. I'm not gonna go like get every album, but her as an artist, I respect it. I don't think she's made anything recently, but
man, she did that. They did that album with Jay-Z.
Yeah, but that was trash. What was like ape shit?
Yeah, that song was trash.
Yeah, I don't. I think their time has come. Like beyond, I mean, like Jay-Z when he retired.
I mean, nah, they could still put music out, and they're gonna
listen to it. But like you always say, like the music that's going on right now is like that's it. Like that's all people are really listening to. Like when I was listening to the radio on my phone the other day, and I listened to every song, and I'm like, yo, all of these people sound the same. Like, they talk about the same stuff. Like, guns, females, and getting money, and it's all the same thing. They just say it differently. It's just all different people. But all the lyrics are the same. That's what I'm getting at. But that's what people want to listen to. Me, I'm not a big trap person. Like, I love trap music, but I can't relate.
I love trap music.
I can't relate. I think that's just my going to, like...
I can't say I relate to, but, I mean, it's just fun.
To listen to?
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun music.
I can listen to it, but in no way am I a trapper. That's my alter ego self when I listen to that. What else have you listened to this week? Make any new beats?
Yeah, I've been working on an album.
But when can we expect that?
It's really done.
And you made all the songs, like all the beats?
Well, I wouldn't even say I made the beats because I use like samples.
Okay. So when you're making an album, do you like come in with the idea of how you want the album to be, or you just like you sitting in there and you just like boom?
With this one, I want it to be like more conscious, like mm-hmm. more socially conscious. So I came in with the idea with this one, but I don't know. Like I ain't made like this. Like really my second album I ever made.
Okay.
So. I did a lot of mixtapes, but this is like an album. It sounds like sonically like an album. Like it got a theme and everything behind it. So.
Okay.
That's what I really been working on. I'm about to start working on my homeboy album.
Right.
My other dude, he just put out a mixtape last week. His name, Jacob Neesmith.
Was it? Jacob?
Jacob Neesmith.
Jacob Neesmith?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? I don't think I'm hearing things. But, all right. What's that album called?
What's the name of it? The Lost Files.
And you?
I did one song on there called Boss Shit. Go listen to it. It's pretty dope.
So they can find him on...
Yeah, everything. Well, nah, it's on YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm working on my song too, y'all. I gotta find me a... Well, you already got the beat. I just gotta get a beat from you. And then... I was gonna make the lyrics first, but I was like, I don't even know how I want the beat to go. So I think I'm just gonna find the beat. I'm gonna get my lyrics together. Y'all gonna hear a song by your very own Steezy Visions.
Yep.
One day.
Yep.
Probably when I get back from this mission. I'm probably gonna be like working on it while I'm out there, because I promise you we're not gonna be doing anything.
Yeah, that was Edward was telling me too.
I'm so mad. So this episode right here will be the last episode for like a month.
Yeah.
Staying out there for a month. I will be gone for a month. So this will be the last episode till then. But if you listen to the last episode, you will know we are doing a giveaway. He's doing a giveaway and I'm doing a different giveaway. So you will have to listen to this episode and the last episode to know. We're not going to post it anywhere else. You're going to have to listen. So for mine, how am I going to do this? I'm going to give away a shirt and then I'm going to give away a $50 gift card. It's going to be one of those little Visa card so you can use it anywhere. And I am working on my media group. So you're going to get a Creative Antics media group shirt and a $50 gift card. And then I'm going to come up with something. Probably going to be a question. Give me a second. So what you going to do?
If you are here in Alaska, then I'm going to give you a free studio session.
So here's the free studio session.
Get a free. I'll give you a couple free beats.
He said a couple. Y'all hear that? So for mine, I'm gonna do the first person to. I'm just gonna make it simple. The first person to inbox me and say, you know, they listen to the podcast, that's the person who's gonna win. I'm gonna make it simple as that. I'm not even gonna do no question.
It's pretty simple.
That's simple. For yours, what you gonna do? That's probably the simplest way to know that people are listening. So if you listen to the podcast but don't follow me on Instagram, but you follow me on on Facebook or something, if you follow me from anything, just inbox me on one of my social media networks or whatever, and then you will be the winner. So the first person, so whoever is first and they listen to this, you will be the winner.
But you have, like, you gotta go tag. If you win, you gotta go tag this podcast.
Yeah.
And on your social
media. I like that. So we're gonna post it. I have a picture. I think I have a couple pictures of our actual, like, the name. So go tag that. Go tag that first. Then inbox us. Then you'll be the winner. So tag Creative Antics. Inbox. Simple as that.
Too easy.
It's too easy. Way too easy. All right. So let's get into this topic of today. So since we both do our own things, you know, as like visionaries, I think a lot of people don't take into account, like, you can make a business out of this stuff. Like, I think when people do something or they think about a passion, they're like, if I do this, like, if I'm not big, what's the point? But I don't think you always have to be big, like, blow up. Like, a lot of these people, when they do stuff, they blow up just because of, y'all don't know their backstory. They probably been doing this for a long time and just something happened and they blew up. But if you are going after a passion, you're not worried about blowing up. You're just worried about being better than you were. So for me, doing videos and, you know, pictures and, you know, graphic design and all that stuff, the only thing that I think of is how to better that, for one. And number two, how to make it into, like, a legitimate business. So, like, I want to buy my LLC. Uh-huh. Website, all that stuff, and then the media group. I often try to put, I don't try to put a lot on my plate, but I'm thinking of so much stuff, I want it to all be together. So when I think of ideas, I'm like, I gotta bring everything,
yeah,
all in one. And I think with me and the media group, that's gonna be it right there. Like, that media group
I was gonna say, like, I think you just focus on one avenue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I always go to, like, different stuff, and I'm like, I need to stick to one thing.
Just stick to one thing, whether it's like shooting videos or even a media group.
Yeah.
Just focus on that one thing. Then when you start, you know, get going, then you can introduce the rest of it.
Right.
That's my opinion. But I think, like, you know, taking an idea into turning it into a business, it's super easy right now.
Yeah. You can literally make anything.
Everybody has a platform right now.
I think the when you're building it into a business, like me, when I started, like, doing videos and stuff, I never thought about, like, contracts or things like that. I was just like, you know, I'm just going to start doing content.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and I didn't think about it until, like an incident happened and I had to use a contract and stuff. And I was just like,
what happened?
I will not name any names of the situation that happened. I mean, some people know. why you put me on the spot with that? I mean, it wasn't a big incident. I mean, I had a music video.
It was a
video.
Bad business.
It was a bad business. It was just like, you know, like when you're doing videos, some people don't want to be in the video. So, a music video? Like, you don't have to have, like, a contract saying, like, I want to be in the video. Yeah. And that happened. So, I had to remove them from the video. And so, from that point on, I was like, I went to different people who do what I do, like, videographers and just visionaries. And they were like, you know, they use these contracts. And so, like, I bought a whole contract kit for everything. So, like, if I'm doing a video in public, I have, like, the sign that says, if you come in this area, you might be, you know, on video and stuff. Like, I had to really think about that stuff. Like,
damn, I ain't even really think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about it either. I'm just like, I'm out here shooting videos, but it happens, and I'm glad it happens. So next time I know, or every time I do something, like, when people have to pay for a video, I have a contract for that of how much you're going to pay. And if you don't pay it, you're not going to get the video. I own it. Like you said, you own your beats.
Yeah.
I own the video. I own everything until you pay. And that's a legitimate contract. Like, I can take that.
But you still can get royalties off that too, though.
I know. I don't know how.
When you can tag your you know, like, I ain't gonna say tag, but you get, what's the, when you shoot,
like, on YouTube?
Yeah, you get paid from YouTube views, too.
See, that's another thing. Like, you can make money off this stuff. Like, when I see you do the beats and stuff, and you talk about royalty, I never thought about that stuff before. Well, I just thought about making...
Don't just directly upload your video to YouTube. Go through a distributor.
Oh, I gotta look into that, too. Yeah. You just brought something to my attention that I didn't even know about.
Company, they distribute it. Mm-hmm. Where they get you your royalties from YouTube instead of just directly uploading your video to YouTube. I mean, you can go directly, but you gotta have like millions of views to get paid.
Dang. Yeah, because to get paid by YouTube. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if y'all are in the same boat as I am, you know, like he said, go through a distributing. Like, I use Anchor to distribute the podcast, so that makes sense. I just need to find one for the videos. But, like, if y'all are out there and y'all have, like, a business idea, my, like, big, it's just do it. I mean, like, the podcast, this is something I've been wanting to do.
Keep your day job, though.
Yeah. A lot, I'm not going to tell y'all to quit y'all's job and stuff. I mean, it sounds good because I'd be wanting to quit the Army every day and, like, just do all this stuff. But you got to be realistic.
Yeah.
If you're in a position to quit your job, by all means, go right ahead. Some of us can't do that. But if you want to pursue your dream, just know that you can have a day job too. Like, you just got to make time for what you do. You got something to say with that?
Yeah. I mean, you always got to have something you're passionate about, man. Don't just be working.
I feel like a lot of people, I feel like people don't have, like, a passion for stuff sometimes because they don't think...
A lot of people do. They just either scared to step out on their
legs. That's what I was about to say. They just, like, diminish the whole process of having that passion because they're like, oh, I can't do this and that. Or realistic, yeah. But, I mean, like, with this podcast and stuff, do I expect this to blow up and have, like, a million? No. I mean, it could. But that's not my expectation right now, because, you know, I'm just starting. But do I love doing this? Like, having somebody on here talking? I do, because it's fun for me. Like, I like having this time to talk to somebody else about ideas, or we don't even have to agree on stuff. It's just having that talk and you learn new stuff, because I didn't know anything about the royalties for the videos. So now,
yeah. It's
like, and it's good to let, like, if y'all are listening and y'all going through the same thing, even if you don't do what we do, like, if your idea or your passion is something different, just make sure that y'all look into it. Because there's so much, it's not just about money, but it is about money too. Because most of the stuff that we do, we want to get paid for it. Like, I'm not about to do a music video. I'm not about to charge $1,000, but I'm not going to charge $50 either. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm going to get my work, my pay for what I do. But I don't know, if you're thinking about doing something and you have a passion, just do it. But don't go in having a big expectation first. Just work your way into it.
You got to move at your own time.
And I feel like that's what people do. They look at everybody else.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
My homeboy right now, me and him, like, we used to be in the rap group together.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he just got a placement on Madden. Like, I go on Madden and I hear his song. I'm like, oh,
what?
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, we're moving in different, in our own time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I mean, I think that should be like some people take it as like, oh, if I can't do that, then I'm gonna quit. I think it's more like an inspiration type thing. Like, I'm saying, if it's somebody, like, if one of my friends did something, I'm like, oh, I know I can do it. That's how I would look at it. I know I can do it. If they did it, I know I can do it.
I'm just super happy for them.
Yeah, man. And just, yeah.
I remember us, like, sitting there rapping in the closet, man. And, see? Like, trying to just coming up with songs, stealing beats out of the internet. So.
No, for real. Man. That's what happens, though.
But shout out to Grip.
Oh, that's the dude. Grip, oh, yeah, bro. He got good music.
Yeah.
He's on Madden?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap. I don't got Madden, but I heard you let me listen to some of his music, and it was good. I liked it. But going back to the business thing. So what I was gonna say about the when you're doing something like me, I had to take a step back and look at the actual business part of my passion, not just the work that I do, but the business part. A lot of people, like me, I went in with like, I'm just going to do this. And I didn't think about anything on the outside until something happens and something happens.
I mean, that's how I usually go anyway.
I mean, it was a learning process, but you know, just make sure when you do your passion or when you do something.
I signed a record deal in the strip club, man.
What?
Super drunk. Didn't know what I was doing. So it's how it usually happens.
Yeah, you just gotta learn from it. But wait, what?
Man. Dude took us to the strip club, man.
Oh, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
He knew what he was doing.
I was young and green, ain't no nothing.
What? No, you gotta tell that story.
Oh, we let me see what happened. I was like 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the group. He was in the group.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was just talking about. So, I don't know how he heard our music, but he heard it. And he, set up a meeting. And we talked, and we got linked back up like a couple weeks later at the strip club. And he was like, yeah, man, I just want to sign y'all. And, like, we ended up having fun.
Yeah.
Pull out the contracts. We ain't read nothing, man. We just signed.
What?
And then, like, come find out, dude, he had, like a 60% state in our songs.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Man.
Yep.
And he didn't do absolutely nothing for us, man. Well, I mean, he cool. He taught me some, so I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
I watched what I signed.
No, for real. Dang. But, yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. That was a while, though. But, yeah, so yeah, stuff like that happens. Huh?
We thought it was legit, because you know who Jazzy Faye is?
Yeah.
Like, he was partnering with him, so it was all right, man.
We could just sign your life away, like I did with the Army. But, yeah, when you're doing stuff, just make sure you know, I was going to say all parts. I mean, you're going to want to go in and just want to make content, but with that, you gotta, I guess, be a professional about it. Like, if you're gonna say, like me saying I'm a videographer, anybody can say that. Because somebody can just take out their phone and be like, I'm a videographer. But I feel like to be that, I have to know, maybe not everything, but I need to know, like, the basics and the stuff behind that. Because if somebody comes up to me, like now, people be like, oh, you got a contract we can sign? Now I'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm ready for it. Because before I was just like, wait, contract? We need a contract for?
I shot a few videos. I ain't never signed
no contract. Yeah.
So that's what's up.
Yeah, I try to do them now, especially like, because people sometimes like with the whole beats thing, they haven't bought the beat yet. So I can't upload it until they bought the beat because then I
can
on YouTube.
YouTube.
I try not to though. Like, because it'll tell me, like, it'll send me a thing talking about, like, it's copyrighted or something.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, it'll send you a thing. It'll tell you who it's by, who the song belongs to. So they have to buy the song.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's all. When you said that, I was like, that makes sense because I've had that happen. Like, and they're like, oh, I got to buy the song first. So when they buy the song, like, it's okay if you, you know, upload it. But say with the whole royalty thing,
they can just tell you. All they gonna do is tell you take it down.
I don't.
Not, it's a good chance they not even gonna know what's up there.
Yeah, so. That or say I was like this big time person and the person didn't buy the beat. I wouldn't make any money off of it, so that person would still make the money. That's what's pretty much what they say.
Who on the, YouTube? The artist?
On YouTube.
Nah, you'll make the money because it's your visuals.
But it's not my song.
Well, it's your visuals. Like, it's not your song, period.
That's what it says on YouTube. It says, like, the copyrighted thing. So I just be like, I guess I can't upload it then.
The artist, the one that is going to get.
They won't be able to make nothing.
They either going to get sued.
See, I thought I was going to be sued, so I just don't even, like, post it.
They're going to sue the artist.
Oh, Well, shoot, I'm not worried about
it.
So
they either gonna get sued or they gonna tell them, yo, man, take that shit down.
Oh, snap. Oh.
If you don't take that shit down, then I see you in court.
Oh, see?
Nah, you won't get sued. You
I thought sued. I was gonna get sued. I ain't got money like that to be over here being sued for no daggum song. But yeah, so with stuff like that, it's just a learning process. So now I just pay close attention, like, and when I go places, like, I'd ask people, do you want to be in this video? Because if you don't move, like, get out of this area.
Like, you can't just walk up to just randomly start filming people, man.
I've had it happen. People were just like, we're just going to shoot right here. I'm like, in front of, like, all these people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you can't. No, I feel uncomfortable doing it.
You can't just walk up and randomly just start filming people, man. This is like, not even if you're shooting a video, man. Like, I hate when people be fighting and they pull their phones out.
Yeah, like.
That's annoying, bro.
But that's this generation now. Like, anytime something happens. Like, I was asking my brother on one of the episodes. I was like, why do people, like, pull out their phone? Like, me, I have a habit of getting on Snapchat for absolutely no reason. Like, I just look on Snapchat. I'm like, I don't care about people's lives, but it's just like, why do I care enough to get on, like, this app? Or why do I care enough to, when I'm out, to just, like, film everything? He said it was for memories, and I was just like, nah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah. I just don't understand it.
I always been the type of person, I mind my business, so.
This is true. Like, when people, like with the fights and stuff, I usually, because anything could happen at that point. I've seen guns been pulled out when people fight. I don't got time to be filming
it. You just sitting there watching the fight, you get shot.
Yeah, like, see?
That's the type of mind.
Yeah.
Said I have, so I go the other way.
I'm not about to sit over here and watch these people. I mean, I'll watch them fight, but then after a moment, especially when it's a big crowd of people, I will disperse because I've seen stuff happen.
Me too. I don't understand it, but I don't say I'm not gonna film no fight either, man. I feel like
what you gonna do? People, go back and look at it all the time?
Nah, because people be gonna upload stuff like that and get when people viral and people.
But that's how they do stuff dumb. Like that. Why would you want to go viral for that?
But I feel like I got like the old people's type of mentality, like. That's snitching.
This is true.
That's a criminal act.
Yeah.
So if police start investigating, they gonna come get you and get your footage to prosecute somebody.
See,
I'm not with it. You not finna go to jail all behind my hair.
Cause I just filmed a video.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not about to film a fight. I have before, but now I just run. I'd be out.
I
have one in my phone. Well, I had one on Snapchat like a couple years ago when I used, like, these people were fighting right in front of me. But then once more people start coming and stuff, and then they did shoot after that.
That's all
I was like, oh man, I gotta get out of here. But yeah. But dang, how are we getting to the fight?
I don't know.
Oh, talk about filming people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had that happen when people have been like, let's just film, you know, and I'm like, me filming it, I kind of feel uncomfortable because then people are going to be looking like, what are y'all doing? Like, people find it odd when I shoot music videos, like out in the open, because they're just like, are y'all doing a video? Yeah, are you shooting a music video?
It'd be awkward.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Like, and then they just stare like the one I did. A month or two ago, and we were just out and open. People were like walking by and stopping, and I felt like I just kept looking back, and I'm like, people are really stopping and watching me like film this music video, and it just felt like it was like cool, but it was like awkward at the same time.
I mean, that's something you just don't see every day.
Yeah. That's so. What I was like. I probably would stop too. Like, what the heck they doing over there filming a music video? But yeah, so, yeah, I had to get the contracts for that. Like, I have a whole thing of contracts. Like,
yeah,
the thing for the door. I got the thing for the door saying, like, if you come near here. I got all of that. Like, I bought it because I was like, I don't want to. If I'm going to take this serious, I got to know, like, all aspects of it. So, do I need the contract's really right now, because I work with the same people over and over. So, not. I don't need them. But do I expect to get bigger? Yeah. So, I feel like I should know it now when, you know, I'm just doing this basic stuff. So, when I get to that level, I already know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Type thing. That's how I feel about it. So, y'all don't... You don't have to... So, when you sell somebody a beat, you don't have to do none of that. You just sell them the beat and it's just...
Nah, I mean, you go through my website, you got a contract.
So, but how do you license, like, a song? Like, how do you... What makes you own that song is what I'm, like, I guess I'm trying to say.
Talking about what you mean.
So, like with the whole YouTube thing, mm-hmm. if I upload it and your name comes up, how, like, why is it, like, how do you license that? Like, how do you own that beat?
Well, when you put, when you... Like I said, when you go through distributors, you gotta put everybody's name down who contributes to whatever content it is. So,
so when you, if yours is just on there, like when, if it goes anywhere on the internet, your name is probably gonna pop up until you sell it to somebody.
Yeah.
Cause, oh, okay.
Because if you when you register the beat, mm-hmm. it's registered to you.
Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Register it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. I was like, I was trying to put it in a way that, but yeah, register the beat. Oh, okay. Dang. So you go on there, you register the beat, you post it on your website, and then people come and they can buy it mm-hmm. from you, and then they now own that beat.
They can buy it, yeah.
And then you can lease it. So when you lease a song, is it like a time period?
Nah, you can. Well, yeah, you got limited leases and you got unlimited leases.
So how does it? Okay, so when you limit. So one lease, how much do you sell that for?
I got a basic lease. Mm-hmm. I got a premium lease.
And that means like somebody who's so just like.
If my basic lease is well, this don't really. I guess it kind of retained because it used to be back in like CD days when we sold actual CDs. Mm-hmm. You gonna sell a certain amount of.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, in this area, I don't know how I work, you know, because it's a digital thing. But my basic lease, so I send you an MP3 of the beat. Mm-hmm. My premium lease, I send you a WAV file of the beat.
So what's the difference with that? I don't know quality. None of these. Oh, the quality is the WAV file
wave,
better?
The WAV, yeah, it's mixed.
Oh, okay.
Because MP3.
Because you sent me a song and it said WAV, and I was like,
yeah.
I don't know what this means, but if it downloaded, download. I was like, I don't.
Yeah, it's a WAV file, so.
Oh, okay.
The quality just better.
Oh. See, it's good having like different things because I didn't know none of that stuff. And so, I don't know if y'all make beats or if you do music videos and stuff. I don't know. You know a lot because I didn't think about none of this back stuff, like what happens in the background type thing, like being paid like that mm-hmm. or owning something. But now I understand it. Like, right, I didn't know that, you know, when I register my name for the LLC, all my camera stuff, like I can write that off. Yeah, so say my, yeah.
It's a business.
Is that, yeah. And I'm like, yo, like, because I be thinking about it when I'm out, because on one of my contracts, it was like, if any of my things get broken, like, the artist has to pay for it. And I was like, that makes sense. I was like, because say I didn't have that and my camera gets broken. That's on me.
Yeah.
But me owning my name and having those contracts make it, it's like saving my own ass in a way. Like, if anything is broken, if anything happens, like, y'all, it's going to be on y'all. Like, yeah. I'm going to get paid for it regardless. And then I can write it off. So... Because camera stuff is expensive.
It is.
All that stuff is expensive.
I bought a camera and it was pretty expensive.
Yeah. Like the camera I got like, now, I bought it off a guy.
I like the programs and stuff.
Yeah. That stuff gets expensive. Like I don't even have, I don't know. I don't buy all the big stuff right now. I buy what I need, but still even that, it can get up there. And the stuff that I want is definitely like in thousands.
I question though about how you get like that little cinematic look on the videos? Like, is that a filter or is that like a?
Yeah, it's like so when you do music videos, it's called like color grading and color correction. So you just pretty much go on there like, you know how you do a picture and you people be like, I'm gonna put a filter on it. It's pretty much like that. But what you gotta, some people color correct first, some people put the LUT on, so the LUT is just like a filter.
I couldn't figure that shit out.
Yeah,
when I was shooting videos, yeah, I could not figure it out.
You gotta, yeah, you gotta, like, on Premiere Pro, you can color it how you want. And I just found, like, a LUT that, like, the cinematic look. And then with the little two bars on there, it's literally, like, you can use a crop and put it on there how you want it. Or you can just, people do, like, a PNG and you just post it on there. And then just make sure it's all along the timeline. And it just goes throughout the entire song. That's, like, the best way if you want to. Either way works. But, yeah, with the cinematic look, it's called a LUT, which is basically a filter, and then you just adjust it how you want to. But it's I'm not good with color grading yet, but I'm getting there. I like how it looks.
I couldn't figure it out because I shot my own video one time. It was trash, though. So, it was trash. But I can't figure out how to, like, get the... It just looked like a regular... Like, I shot it with my phone. I was like...
Oh, yeah. It's... Even if you do shoot something with your phone and you put, like, a LUT on it, you will never know.
I did see somebody shooting a video with an iPhone. It looked pretty good.
And in Rozzy's video, I forgot which song it was. But in one of the scenes, it was like the scene in the bedroom. I used my phone for that. I didn't even use my camera. Mm-hmm. And your phone, most of these phones, I think after iPhone 8, can shoot up to 120 frames per second. So you know it's like that super slow-mo. That's what that is. And so I just used that in the video. I was like, because pulling out my camera at that point, I didn't really need to. That was, like, the best bet. So, like, if y'all do make music videos, say you don't have a camera. My first camera was that one over there, the Canon T6. That was pretty good, but it don't do, like, a whole lot of... A lot of these cameras do corrections within the camera. Like, you can, like, upload stuff on the camera to already look a certain way. So when you upload it to the... Your computer?
My camera was like that too. Yeah. Somebody stole it, man. I was so mad, bro.
What camera did you
have? I don't even remember what kind it was, man.
Yeah, those were the best ones. Like, I want, like, the Canon 5D, like, those, and the Sony's. The Sony A7 III is, like, the two biggest, like, in the Lumix GH5. Like, those cameras right there. Like, I wanted the Lumix GH5 for the longest, but that camera right there I got now, the Canon 80D, like, hands down, like, one of the best cameras. Like, that one's really good. And it's super easy to use. And then with Canon, they, like, the color within, like, the camera when you're shooting is already nice. So when you take pictures and stuff, it's already smooth looking. But, yeah, that stuff gets expensive.
That's why I try to learn to do stuff myself because I don't like paying people to do stuff I could do myself.
Exactly.
So I was really trying to learn it. If my camera, I never just bought another camera. If we wouldn't have started, I'd probably be good with it right now.
Yeah. It just, like I always say, Canon, YouTube, you can learn anything off of YouTube. That's all I do. Like, with these music videos and stuff, I literally just watch people, like, see what they do, or I go on YouTube and look up how to do it myself. Like, I self-learned how to do everything. Like, my graphics, I would sit there and just watch them do it, and then I, like, replicate it until I can remember.
Yeah.
And then do it on my own. That's the only way. Like, I don't like to pay people to do stuff, and I kind of want to be, like, a one-stop shop for people. So if you do a music video with me and you want, like, a cover and all that, I want to kind of have that all together so you can just be like, cool, I can get everything from her. I don't have to go all these other people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I want to do with the media group. It's like, if we all in this one group and we get clientele, I can easily hit up you and be like, oh, yeah, you got somebody can do beats? Yeah, I got... That's what I want it to be.
That's the best way, man.
I think that's going to be the best thing. And I really want to... Another business opportunity. But yeah, I'm going to do that soon. I just got to... The business part of it with that is I really want to get that right. Like, I don't want to reach out to people and be like, do you want to be on this? And if I don't have a plan, like, I got to have it all together first. So once I do that, that's going to be my main focus. My main focus is getting people together, like-minded people, like a bunch of creatives, and just working as one, because it's already the hardest thing with, you know, everybody's doing it. You know, everybody's doing stuff.
Not where we at, though.
No, not here. No. Yeah.
Not where we at.
This is like the worst and the best place to do something, because you can be known. It's just not like a whole lot of people doing it around us. Like, so you can get your name out here. I mean, out there, like here. Mm-hmm. But then at the same time, it's like the people who are doing it, it's like they've been here. People already know them type thing. You just got to make a name for yourself. And that's anywhere. But I don't know. That's my next business venture, is to put that together. I'm excited about that one. So yeah, like I'm gonna get the shirts. I just made the logo, so I'm done with the logo. That's half of it, and then buying the name and all that, and I'm good to go. Just get my business ideas together. I mean, my business plan. But yeah,
I put something in motion, man.
You got to. All right.
I'm gonna go dead, people.
Well,
I see it happen every week.
This was a short one for today. We just want to put something out there, so because when I come back in 30 days, we're gonna be back on it again. So, with the giveaway, like we said, tag Creative Antics, and then inbox us, then you will win the prize. For me, like I said, it's going to be the $50 gift card, and I'm going to give you a shirt. So when you're the winner, just give me the size and everything, and I make the shirts here at my house. And then with you,
I don't even remember what I said, but
you said if you here in Alaska, was going to do if you here in Alaska, he said that he is going to do some studio time. Wait, is it a studio time and a beat?
Yeah. I'm going to do the whole package.
He said he's going to do studio time and a beat. So if you're here in Alaska, it's studio time and a beat. But if you're not here in Alaska and you hit him up, it's just going to be the beat. All right? You got to do him like his the same. You got to tag and then inbox him. We good on that?
Yep.
It's clear? Crisp?
Let's do it.
All right, then. All right, y'all. So we'll hit y'all. Well, yeah, I'll be back in October.
Yeah.
Trash. But my boys ain't playing good neither, so whatever.
Yeah.
But alright, y'all, we are out. It's your girl Steezy.
Beats by Stacks.
I gotta say. Ooh. Yep. Alright, y'all, peace.